Hey, happy Friday, Delaware. Another Delaware City Digest ready to roll today. Caroline Pusateri is in the co-pilot seat this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, lovey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It is a first Friday, so Caroline is here for Main Street, but also Bob is out. Bob is mulching today.
I heard. I said, how kind of him to volunteer for the community.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. So he is doing something. Don't know if it was a straight volunteer, but anyway.
Maybe like a voluntold.
Yes, voluntold through his good work with Leadership Delaware. So they're over at Helpline and getting their grounds all dressed up for the new facility. So
yeah, they're in a new building.
Yeah.
It's very
yeah.
nice. I've seen it.
So it's great. It's Providence that you're here today with me. So. We're going to talk about First Friday tonight.
Yes.
Another
I'm
big
excited.
One.
Excited. Yep, it's kind of the first full three-block closure of the year, and the weather's looking like it's going to stay nice for us.
Fingers crossed on that. We're watching it, but, you know, it looks hopefully that is out of here by then. But it's a great event tonight. COSI is our featured guest. Can't wait to talk about that. So all things. You guys had a cleanup. I saw you had, speaking of volunteers, you had some wonderful help just last weekend or 2 weekends ago.
Yeah, a couple Saturdays ago. Actually, there was a group from the Leadership Delaware class that came one Saturday morning, and others from the community as well. We had about 15 to 20 volunteers and just picking up trash and cigarette butts and stuff like that downtown. So sprucing it up for the spring.
Yep, that's great. Great to see that effort in the downtown. So, yeah, we're going to talk... all things Main Street, First Friday, and whatever the heck else we want to talk about in the time with Caroline Pusateri. So all that, Mark, but, you know, before we do.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Get a little headline news.
The news wouldn't be the news without the news.
But let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
So let's see what is in the news. So electric aggregation is a topic in the city right now. City of Delaware's electric aggregation program was launched in 2023 and to date has delivered significant savings for our residents and small businesses. By the end of 2024, participants saved an average of 28% on their electric bill, and that's about $400 compared to the default electric generation fees charged by Ohio Edison and AEP Ohio. We are continuing the program's success and have signed a new agreement with Dynegy to serve as the electric aggregation supplier for a 12-month period starting in July of 2025. Let's see, the city's energy consultant. So this shorter contract positions the city to reevaluate and potentially secure better pricing as market conditions evolve. So why are we reading this? Because letters went out this week. It went out in April to our electric aggregation enrollment participants, and they explained the program and what's coming next. Customers can automatically or are automatically enrolled unless they choose to opt out. There's no switching fee and no actions required to participate. So, again, it's explained in the letter, and if you would like more information, you can go to the City of Delaware website where we have an electric aggregation page. It is at DelawareOhio.net/aggregation. That's DelawareOhio.net/aggregation. Hey, Carolyn, the drinking water quality report is out.
Oh, really?
No, you're supposed to say you're rightly. I read it. So, yes, we annually do a water quality drinking report.
Yes. I read all about it.
Oh, yes. So this is a requirement from the good folks at the EPA that public water distribution systems produce and distribute a water quality report each year. And this report can be read online through our website. Printed copies are available by phoning 740-203-1901, that's 203-1901, to get your copy of the Delaware City of Delaware Water Quality Report. And if you would like it, we can have Water Plant Director Tom Henson autograph those water reports for you. If you'd like to discuss the city's water system in more detail, you're reminded that the Public Works Public Utilities Committee meets quarterly. And for scheduled meeting times, visit DelawareOhio.net. So again, the Delaware Water Quality Report for 2024 is now available through the city's website. Hey, you're a big outdoor project person, Caroline, and I'm sure you have a ton of them lined up this spring.
Absolutely.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know.
You didn't think there'd be follow-up questions? Come on.
Mowing and no.
Fence?
Shed? Sure, garage? Maybe.
So
all
yes,
of the
for
above.
Those things. So on the, well, that's good you have one because the handy online permitting portal is available through our planning department. For your upcoming project season, if you're thinking about a deck, a shed, or a fence, those kinds of things, permits for these and other projects are required. However, the helpful folks in our planning and community development department have an online portal to assist this with the permitting and any questions you may have. This makes your project easier and makes our folks in the planning department happier. So you can create your account and You can create your account and apply for permits today at DelawareOhio.net/permits. Again, for all your spring to do, when doers get doing, this is the site you want to go to. Let's see, Caroline, I know you are a big traveler of William Street, and you've probably noticed all the ADA ramp work going on.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, fortunately, we have information. That is in advance of paving that will take place later this year. We have contracted to have approximately 20 ramps at intersections between Lake Street and Springer Woods Boulevard replaced, again, in preparation for paving that will take place this year, this work. The work is expected to be completed by the end of May. So I noticed in my area on the west side that looks like the concrete is down and... they're getting wrapped up, so that all should be taken care of soon. But you can see that work taking place. And again, that's in advance of paving. We sure didn't want to have the paving take place and then have to come back and tear some of that up to replace the ramp. So we're doing that in advance for the paving of William Street. Yay!
Yay!
That will take place later this year. So that's the news, Caroline. What do you have to offer? Anything to add?
Oh, I don't know. I was just thinking, though, when you were talking about the ramps, I did notice there are some places you have to kind of watch where you're walking on the sidewalk. So just look out for those. There's cones.
Safety first.
Should be fine.
Yes, correct. Correct. So all that's taking place, and it'll be wrapped up by the end of the May. So that's the news. Now what do we do? All right. We're right on schedule. So Caroline Pusateri's in the house, Main Street, Delaware. It is First Friday. We're going to talk about events taking place in our downtown tonight. And what other cool things might be happening in the downtown this summer? All that and more after these messages. First Friday in the city of Delaware and in our downtown, and all put on by the good folks of Main Street, Delaware. And tonight is Mystery on Main Street, and this is a partnership with COSI, with our Center of Science and Industry. And you've worked with them in the past, Caroline, but kind of a little more... public presence by COSI, and that's great to see. So what's going to happen? What's in store for tonight?
Yeah, we're really excited. So last year we did partner with COSI for the Eclipse First Friday, which was in April. And this year they wanted to do it in May because they do their big science festival every year this weekend. So it works out really well. They have community events all over the Columbus area, and our First Friday gets to be one of those this time. And so we're partnering with the Delaware County District Library, and they're helping us put on this Mystery on Main Street. And so it's kind of a forensic scavenger hunt. And there's going to be lots of different STEM and STEAM themed events going on downtown. And COSI will be there. The library will be distributing the COSI Learning Lunch Boxes that are ever so popular. So it is on a first come, first serve basis. We're also partnering with Chow Cafe for... the first 75 people that come to get their, it's actually the first 75 people to solve the case of the missing little brown jug is the forensic scavenger hunt. Get $2 off of a small scoop at Chow Cafe.
So, as I understand it, so you're working with it's Mystery on Main Street, and if this is a joint effort with the library,
mm-hmm.
and all the creative fun that they produce, so there is a missing little brown jug,
mm-hmm.
and the challenge for our participants is to find it, and you do this by traveling through the downtown.
Yes.
And interact and partake in different types of scientific or mathematical challenges.
Yeah, there will be several different booths that will have clues and stuff like that. So when you get there, if you find the library's bookmobile, which will be near PNC Bank and First Commonwealth Bank, right in between those two at the kind of intersection of Winter and Sandusky Street, they can kind of help you get started with the case that you need to solve. There's the little brown jug that's usually in the library in their kind of genealogy department, and it has gone missing, so they're going to need help finding it tonight.
It sounds like a neat interactive way to get kids and families and downtown involved. So this is a First Friday event, and for those that maybe are unfamiliar with First Fridays in downtown Delaware, Caroline, it's explain it to us. What are people going to witness tonight?
I don't know. It's going to be a surprise for all of us, I think, when it comes to that forensic scavenger hunt. But as far as the layout of First Friday, we are going to have all three blocks of Sandusky Street closed. So from Central down to William Street, and then from William to Spring, and a little bit of Winter Street included in that as well. There's going to be over 100 community vendors on top of all of our forensic booths and stuff like that. We'll have a couple different music groups. And a couple of food trucks. We'll have some classic cars if the weather holds out. So it's going to be a great night.
Yeah, they're always fun. And as we kind of, we never really ramp down in downtown Delaware. There's always things going on. But this one is the first three-block closure of our First Friday rotation. And as Caroline said, it is Sandusky Street in our downtown and portions of Winter Street. In on the street will be all sorts of activities and vendors and fun. And it's just a great, they're great. It's a wonderful street festival, but an opportunity to be downtown, to see the downtown and experience some of the great shops that are there and just the vibe that is downtown Delaware and that has become so much a part of our culture is these First Friday events. I call them the signature events of the city of Delaware. They're each Friday, the first Friday of each month, hence the name. And, thousands of people come down, and it's really a great opportunity to experience Delaware for the first time if you've never done it.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I said, we'll have over 100 community vendors that are, from most of them outside of downtown. But the cool thing is that we have our brick and mortar businesses that are always there. And so there's kind of an opportunity to hit both sides of the spectrum. So you can learn about services and stuff in Delaware County, and you can also go shopping and grab a bite to eat and have a fun time doing a forensic scavenger hunt. There's something for everybody.
Caroline Pusateri is in the studio this morning. We're talking about First Friday tonight in downtown Delaware. Everything kicks off at 6 p.m. Yes. 6 to 9 p.m. are the posted hours. For those traveling, maybe those commuters on their way home, we'll start closing Sandusky Street about 4 p.m. in the city of Delaware. Of course, William Street remains open, and Central Avenue remains open during this event and during the closures and reopenings. But just be aware of that. That'll start about 4 p.m. Carolyn, you mentioned more than 100 vendors, and someone listening probably a little late today to get involved with tonight's event. But how would someone get involved if they have an organization or a business or something like that and they want to be part of Main Street?
We have a simple registration on our website. Like Lee said, you won't see it on there today because it's closed since First Friday is tonight, but it'll open back up on Monday, and you can register to become a vendor. It's $80 for businesses, $40 for nonprofits per month. It's a great marketing tool. I mean, we have thousands of people right there in front of you walking around and looking for something to do for a free pen or a piece of candy. So
right, and it's not a heavy lift, figuratively and literally. It's a pop-up tent and mm-hmm. and some giveaways and your presence there. That's important to introduce you or your organization. But as you said, it's a great opportunity for face-to-face contact, meeting the community or reestablishing your ties with the community or something like that. But a great interaction, and you can do it all in the downtown.
Yeah, it's a great way for the community to be able to put a face with the name of a business, to kind of have that one-on-one FaceTime, get to talk to people and let them know your personality as a business owner.
Yeah, it's so much, you know, it's you can't help when you stroll along Sandusky during First Friday too. You're almost, especially again, when the weather warms up, you're almost, those relationships are happening again. You're seeing everybody again and doing those things. And can you do, again, someone that might be interested, is it you have to sign up for the year, or can you go month to month, or how does that work?
There's options. So you can sign up for 12 months at a time and you save a little bit, but you can also do month to month. So there's a lot of people that only want to do like the summer months just because it's warmer, and you can kind of do either way, whatever works best for you.
It is First Friday in Delaware tonight, and the theme is Mystery on Main Street. And this is a partnership with COSI, or Center of Science and Industry, and their Science Festival, which takes place in Central Ohio this weekend, and our wonderful Delaware County District Library. They're working together, and if that involves Nicole Files, that has fun written all over it.
I know. I saw her in the parking lot on my way in, and I almost asked her to stay because I'm sure that she would have had a much more detailed version of what that forensic scavenger hunt is going to look like.
But oh, no. She
had to get on to planning.
Oh, sure. She trembles with responsibility at all times. No, it'll be a fun night in downtown Delaware. And again, if you have never experienced downtown Delaware or First Friday, be sure and check it out tonight. But there's so much more that goes on in our downtown thanks to Main Street. And I know the farmers markets will be starting soon.
Yes,
that's
end of the month.
A seasonal event. Explain what that is and the times on that.
Absolutely. So the farmers market, it's Saturday mornings in downtown Delaware from 9 a.m. to noon. And we're on the east side sidewalks of Sandusky Street and a little bit on William Street there by City Hall and Cohatch and the Welcome Center. There is really everything from fresh fruits and vegetables to meat and eggs and baked goods and flowers and crafted stuff, handmade soaps and candles and everything.
The crafted stuff, Mark, that's what we come for.
Oh, yeah.
Like fresh local honey. It's awesome. So we will get started with that. The first one is May 24th. And then we'll go every Saturday morning until October 25th. So it's really a good 6 months out of the year.
Yeah, these are the farmers market. And if you can't make a First Friday or a downtown on an evening, be sure and check out Delaware on Saturday mornings during farmers market. Also, events taking place this summer is the Summer on Winter Street concerts. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, we're really excited. The dates are up on our website. If you go to our event calendar, we haven't released the bands yet. We're still kind of holding on to a big announcement that we want to make. So that will be coming soon. You can keep an eye out on our website, mainstreetdelaware.com, or our social media.
But Summer on Winter Street is a concert series, summer concert series in the downtown on Winter Street. Takes place. What are the months?
There's going to be one in June, July, and August, and the special announcement will be coming in September, so we're excited for that. But Wednesday nights from 7 to 9. So it gets people downtown on a night that they're not usually maybe planning on coming downtown. Hear some live music.
Oh, it's wonderful. Great time. Yeah, great time to hear live music in the downtown. And lots of information we've talked about, Caroline. Someone listening, how can they learn more or go check a date or maybe become a vendor? What are your contact links?
Yeah, you can visit our website, mainstreetdelaware.com. We have an Instagram, a Facebook. Our Instagram is Main Street Delaware Inc. Our Facebook is just Main Street Delaware. And our phone number is 740-362-6050. So if you have any questions, you can always call us.
That is the Main Street Bat phone, and you will get all the latest. Hey, I wanted to give a shout out before we go. The cleanup effort. I want to talk about that and thank those volunteers. You know, it's too bad we need to do this in our downtown, but it's great when you have groups step up and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're really grateful. We usually try to schedule a few cleanups per year, and we partner with the Delaware Public Health District and their Keep Delaware County Beautiful campaign to do just that clean up downtown. Unfortunately, there is some trash that accumulates in like the alleys and parking lots and stuff like that. Cigarette butts.
That's where we hang out, Mark.
Yeah, all right.
With the alley cats.
I always just like to think it's just the wind that's carrying.
Yeah,
it.
No.
But yeah, and especially after big events, there's been a group, Impact 60, that's done a cleanup on the Saturday after First Friday for a few years now. And so groups like that, and then groups like the Leadership Delaware group, and just others in the community that care about where they live and they want to see it looking nice.
Yeah, so thank you, Delaware County. Keep Delaware County beautiful, and the Delaware Public Health District for their efforts to keep our downtown beautiful. And Caroline, let's talk again in a month if we don't talk before then.
Sounds good.
We'll be in peak First Friday season, and by that time, farmers market season. So looking forward to that. It is First Friday in downtown Delaware tonight. Check it out, 6 to 9 p.m. You won't regret it. And Caroline, again, see you in a month. Mark, let's try it again next week, partner.
I'll be here, baby.
All right. We'll see everybody next week on The Digest.